In our breakout and best-selling book, Looking for Angels, A Guide to Understanding and Connecting with Angels, Dr. Scott Guerin and I share how you can communicate with angels, understand signs from the universe and these celestial beings, feel at peace knowing you are always connected to Source, and much more. Get your copy today at lookingforangelsbook.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. And now you can even get the audio version narrated by me and Scott through Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Hi, all. Nicole here. This podcast is intended to inspire you on your personal spiritual journey to inner peace. I am not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. This applies to the podcast guests and or co-hosts. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. You are listening to A Psychic Story, a podcast that shares behind-the-scenes insights of people who lead supernatural lives among the ordinary. And I'm your host, Nicole Bigley. Join me every Wednesday as I dispel the myths behind magic and lore. Welcome to A Psychic Story. Mysticism. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of A Psychic Story. And for this episode, I have back on Melissa Sparrow. If you didn't listen to the first episode where I had Melissa on, it was episode 72, and we talked about ancestral lineage and healing, and you can go back and listen to that. But Melissa Sparrow is a psychic medium, medical intuitive, Akashic records reader, and energy healer. After remembering her many lifetimes as a medicine woman, shaman, witch, and high priestess, Melissa began her spiritual awakening and surrendered to her psychic and healing abilities. Her life purpose is to heal your heart, align your mind, body, and soul, and reconnect you with your angels, guides, ascended masters, and deceased loved ones through energy healing and Akashic record reading. Welcome back, Melissa and friend.
Well, it's wonderful to be here again, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being on again. And I am extremely happy to be talking here shortly about the topic that we wanted to cover, which is light language. It's been on my mind to cover this topic for a while because way back when you did a session on me and a healing, I had no idea that you did the light language. Maybe we talked about it in the episode, but I was floored when you started speaking this other language. And we never really had a chance to personally connect about it. So I wanted to save it for the podcast and to dive in there. But before we get into light language and what is it and all of that good stuff, I do want to talk a little bit from your perspective about soul language, because one of the things I've been getting a lot lately over the last few years of giving and readings and healings to people, and I've said it on the podcast, is my guides and angels are saying we all have our unique soul language, our unique soul DNA and resonance that's uniquely ours. No thumbprint, fingerprint, handprint, soul print, whatever you want to call it, is the same. And so then when light language comes up, you know, I feel like it's important to understand either or both to give or get that full picture. So I'm going to hand it over to you and let me, you know, hear your thoughts about soul language first and or light language. And let's dive in.
Okay, so that's such an amazing question because it's sort of intrinsic with light language, because light language comes from our soul. It's unique to us, right? To our soul. And so if you want to strip everything away as far as communication on a soul level, I truly believe it's energy. Right? That's our way of communicating soul to soul or as a soul. We are just this ball of beautiful divine love and light. But the beautiful thing about light language is it too is a beautiful light of communication that comes from within. So I don't know. I do feel, I know you're not, you know, completely agreeing with me here, but I do feel like light language is our soul's way of communicating on the most basic level.
Yeah. Well, it's not that I don't agree with you. It's I'm trying to find the words to describe it for somebody who does not speak light language. I mean, I guess I do technically at a soul level, I speak it, but I'm not practiced or I haven't taken classes in it. And so the example I was kind of being given when I was diving into this and trying to understand a little bit more is it's like I live in the United States, you live in Canada. We both speak English, but there may be different dialects depending in the region of the US or Canada. There may be different accents. Also, you may be able to speak French and German and other languages. I do not. I know a little bit of Spanish and that's it. But our light language is almost like either a dialect and or an accent and or a language that we tap into and that helps us to communicate. Whereas maybe our soul resonance or our soul language is multiple things. It's not just the light language that we would speak potentially. And maybe I'm trying to oversimplify it, but that's kind of where I was trying to understand the distinction.
Yeah, it definitely is a language. Well, first of all, it's a very ancient and futuristic form of our soul's communication. It has been used for lifetimes. Every one of us has heard it and spoke it. And it's understood in realms and dimensions. So it's almost like quantumly being activated again within us. Many people view light language as a prayer. It's an activation, a healing. It's a transmission of frequency, energy. And so it helps to activate the dormant strands of our divine DNA. It opens our third eye to activate and initiate those psychic abilities, the connection to source. It also reminds us of our mission here on earth, of our life purpose, of why we're here. It is our soul's language, and it holds a very unique frequency and essence, and it embodies the practitioner's essence, if you will. So that is why each practitioner or person that's speaking light language, it's going to hear or come off as different from anyone else that's speaking it. It's very unique to the individual, I guess, that's speaking it. I also find that my light language will change depending on the client I am working with. So it's almost like I tap into their DNA and into their frequency, and I intuitively understand what language I need to speak to their soul.
I was hearing when you were talking that our light language could also be explained as an expression of our soul.
Yes.
So maybe that's a better way for me to help understand it.
That's an excellent way to explain it. You know, it carries sound and energy to convey messages, but they're interpreted by the heart and it speaks to our soul rather than to our programmed hearing or our brain, right? Yeah. So what this allows is an ability to consume, if you will, soak up more information in greater ways by expanding all of our senses. It awakens and activates every part of our being and is healing, not only for the one transmitting it, but obviously the one who is receiving it. So both practitioner and receiver are being healed by the light language transmission and activation. So it's a very, very powerful modality. And it's interesting because it's a tool that I began to use and I didn't even know that I was speaking light language. I just started to remember and it just flew out of me almost like, you know, when you're channeling, right? And you just, this information comes through and you have to speak it.
And you have no idea what it means or where it's going, but you just have to do it. And
I just have to do it. It's like a burp. It just like, it has to come out. And then, you know, of course, my clients and myself, they'd be like, wow, you sounded like you were speaking in tongue. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't know.
Yeah. And I do want to get to that in a second, but also really quickly. So it's not just a language that it's spoken, because you said something very interesting. It's allowing us to receive information, vibrations, frequencies, let's call it healing as well. Can it also be like sign language and movement and all of that too? Okay.
Absolutely. It can be expressed through so many different forms of translation, depending on how you're intuitively channeling it, right? So first of all, it's created through intention. And then it can be through vocal sounds, signing, movement, songs, and symbols. So there's actual light language, light code symbols. And the symbols themselves, like one symbol, holds paragraphs of powerful, powerful information that's coming through.
I was getting some symbols downloaded when I first got done with my Reiki master attunement, and I had no idea what they meant, and I put them somewhere. They're somewhere in a box. I need to find those, because now that you're saying that is probably a little bit of it. But I also want to get to when you mentioned tongues, because when you again did that healing session on me and I wasn't exactly sure what I was hearing, it did sound like tongues, but tongues are, from what I understand, more usually related to religion or religious healing, whereas light language and the types of sounds or words, I would say, that are coming from you aren't necessarily tongues. It's channeled energy and frequency that you're just expressing through a language that has no religious ties to it.
Yeah, it has no meaning to our human brain, right? And so, like, all light languages are different.
What are some of them?
Well, a lot of it is cosmically channeled. So depending on your ancestry and your hereditary lifetimes, they can be Palladian, Sirian, Arcturian, even from the lost world of Atlantis, Lemuria. But the dialects will change, just like here on Earth. You know, you mentioned there's so many different dialects and languages. Light language is much the same, but the core foundation of it is that they all hold within them language that is encoded, if you will, meaning there's energy and intention embedded, like imprinted within the
words. So if we were thinking about love, there's a certain energy frequency associated with love. Love may be expressed differently as a human form or as an energetic form, but in essence, the core of love remains the same.
Exactly.
How we would express it and or state it. Okay.
Yes. So, you know, essentially when you're listening to the light language, the energy awakens your senses in your brain. And your brain is then triggered into what is called a gamma state. So where you become really receptive to receiving these higher frequencies and all of your own vibration shifts and ascends, right? To expand your own mental, emotional, and spiritual capacity. It really is an attunement of the soul, of the spirit, of the higher self, all at the same time. And then this allows you to tap into other realms and dimensions and then channel and receive, even though it's on a subconscious level, all of the wisdom and the healing and the regeneration and the activation. And you don't even need to be aware of it. You're just listening to the light codes coming in. Yeah.
That's so cool you're saying that, because when my guides and angels would keep saying, and or I would express to someone in session with me, and again, this is being channeled, we all have our unique soul language, and that's how the divine communicates with us, is through our soul language or through, and from your perspective, light language, however we want to call it. I was taking it more through our intuition. An example would be, if I'm very visual, for example, so I tend to receive those visuals, but you may be very auditory and hear things more or feel things energetically, or whomever's listening to this, however you receive intuitively. But it's also the bigger things too. It's not just through our intuition, which is our own unique soul language and how the divine communicates and we receive, but also through the frequency, the vibration, and other things that we can't, as you mentioned, our human brains may not necessarily be able to understand how it's being channeled or downloaded or received, or how we're also maybe sharing that information or messages and frequencies out as well.
Right. It's also, you know, important to mention that being channeled from other dimensions, it's sort of like a quantum digestion, if you will. So what I mean by that is, as me, I am actually accessing Melissa on other dimensions in other galaxies and pulling through the light codes and then speaking them here on the earthly plane. Just as the person receiving is also tuning in to themselves on those dimensions. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And would you say that that's our higher selves?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. So when we say an alignment or connection with our higher selves, or when we're receiving information or I receive information for some people, I will say this is coming from your spirit team or this is coming from your higher self. And it's the reason for at least me, the importance of that distinction is there may be information you want yourself to receive. Just like Melissa may give me a message and say, hey, Nicole, cut that out. Or you need to do X, Y, and Z. Yeah. Same thing. Or maybe also from someone else on, you know, our team or higher selves and the other side.
Yeah, everyone holds the ability to channel and speak light language. There is a process that needs to take place in that you need to, you know, raise your frequency, just like when you're channeling and, you know, and moving towards your intuition, mm-hmm. right? And your intuitive abilities, we need to raise our frequency. So light language is much the same because you are needing to reach that frequency so that you can actively and accurately channel the light language, right? But it can be done by all. We all hold, it's our divine right, mm-hmm. right? It's within each and every one of us. It's just a matter of whether or not you choose to activate it.
And there may be some people out there going, because I'm hearing this in my head, well, why would I want to do mm-hmm. that? Why would I want to channel light language if I can't even understand my own intuition or whatever else? And I guess the message here that I'm receiving is if you're feeling led or it feels familiar to you, maybe you spoke a different quote unquote language when you were younger, or you heard different types of sounds and or frequencies when you were younger, or like Melissa, which I do want to get into a little bit more about how it started showing up for you. And you said even that you started doing it automatically and then you learned more about it. So again, if you're feeling drawn or led or it feels familiar to you, then it's probably because like we were saying, we've had lifetimes and or experiences in other dimensions where it's going to be familiar for us. And it just, at least what I keep hearing too, is a central part of who we are. So whether or not we choose to tap into it or not for ourselves or for our higher power, it's up to us. But it's just another tool and resource is what I keep hearing.
Yeah, I'm certainly when you're hearing it for the first time, it's going to sound or actually probably feel more than anything familiar. That's how I experienced it when I was listening to light language transmissions for the first time. It was like, you know, when you get an energy healing and your body's like just vibrating.
Or you just zen out and you soak it all up. And
Yeah. It takes you into this deep meditative state and where you know your body and soul are just resonating together in harmony. It was just like this beautiful little cocoon, but it also was exciting because I was like, wow, like it really, you know, increased my ability to connect not only to my angels and spirit team, but to myself on a very soul level, right? So I got really excited and I was like, okay, what is this? Why is it making me feel this way? It began to be my go-to. Whenever I wanted to increase my frequency quickly, I would just listen to light language.
And when did you first hear it and it started to feel familiar for you? Was this when you were healing and just in that part of the process, or was it when you were already a practitioner? How did it start to show up for you?
Yeah, it was when I was beginning to, work on my guinea pigs, my family and friends, and do what I know it's shamanic healing, but I was like, okay, I'm just going to practice. And I would channel this aspect of myself. It was me in another lifetime. I was male. I was Asian and very wise. And I know it comes from him. And I saw myself just speaking this language. And it just grew from there.
So is here on Earth? was where it came from first for you as you experienced it?
For me, yeah. I just sort of embodied that lifetime, if you will. I mean, I guess it wasn't from Earth. It was from that dimension. I just didn't know it, right? And then I began, you know, the more I spoke it, it just became a part of me. And so now I don't see him anymore. It just comes, I just channel it.
He's a part of you.
It's a part of me.
Energetically. Yeah. It's almost like you merged, you integrated, and you weren't separate.
It was. It was like an initiation. Yeah. It was like a beautiful initiation that he gave me. And now I understand we're one and the same. And the interesting thing is it has so many similarities to when, you know, you're opening up your intuitive abilities, because you have to remove all doubt. You can't.
You're not making it up. You're not crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
You just have to surrender. And that's what I do. I surrender and allow it to just flow through me. Because as soon as I start to think about what I'm speaking, then it's no longer authentic. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. It's almost as if you don't have to interpret it or understand it if it's flowing through you and it's coming from that place or that, again, higher power, that divine. It's the logic and the ego doesn't need to understand and interpret. It's channeling or integrating that vibration and frequency within you. It's that oneness.
Exactly. It's more about how I feel than the words or the sounds that I'm making. It's coming through my heart to your heart. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that is the most divine form of communication and healing. And I know that, especially in my healing sessions where I'm doing a lot of DNA recoding and activation and healing and clearing, light language is a big, powerful force and tool for me, because the light codes themselves change your DNA, right? And I don't need to worry about how that's happening. I just need to know through intention and love and my angels that it is.
Yeah. It's like a lot of times when I'm working on people, I just hear them say, clear, align, activate. And then when I say, okay, well, what about that? They go, don't worry about it. So I have to laugh about, okay, I don't need to worry about it. Just say clear line and activate. If you, it's almost we're on a need to know basis. We're being, like you said, the tool or the resource to hold the space and not have to and let it flow through us and to that person or wherever it needs to be directed. So I do want to go back a little bit. So you started to just, it happened naturally for you. It was channeling. It ended up becoming this part of you integrated again. There are some, I don't know a lot about it, but there are people out there that help. Either they provide classes or courses, or they essentially, I guess, attune you to that vibration and or frequency of the light code or the light language. Do you offer that, and or what is your perspective of if somebody is interested in Orion or the Pleiadians or Lemuria or what have you? Is it intention that each person can just activate them that within themselves, or do they need to go through steps? And if so, what are those?
Well, certainly you hold within you the ability to activate it within yourself. Again, it's just setting the practice. And, you know, first and foremost, you want to set the intention and the request of your galactic families to help you, right? And then begin. What I did is I started listening every night before bed for about a month. I put on Arcturian frequency and I would go to sleep listening to it. And I would ask my galactic Arcturian family to connect with me to download what it is, the coding that I needed in order to speak this beautiful language. And I did receive, you know, there was a mediumship course that I took, and I was receiving light language activations. Like, we would use it as a tool, as I said, to raise our frequency quickly. But I truly don't believe that that's necessary. I honestly feel that if you truly are curious and excited and have this nudge to hear it and speak it, then it's divinely meant to be for you. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, I am, you know, again, when you reached out and asked me to do this with you, I just smiled because I'm like, oh, I love her because I'm, you know, just writing a workshop together on light language, and I'm going to be offering that soon so that if someone wants to, you know, sit and learn and be activated and practice in a, in an environment where, you know, there's no judgment, that's what I'm hoping to provide for people.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I also feel it's probably important, like you said, for you tapping into the Arcturian frequency. I could Google and search it online, but you also don't know what you're getting. I mean, you can find it, but there's so much, one, probably out there, but two, yes, you can use your own intuition and feel led to find it. But for me, mm-hmm. I guess having the resources to say, here's the steps, here are the steps, and or here are the links, at least safely, to go to certain places mm-hmm. to take those steps, whether you take the course or not, I think would be helpful. So just feeling for you, maybe you also add some links on your website if people are interested. Yeah.
But yeah, I will definitely do that. I mean, there is something to be said about being in a safe container mm-hmm. That's been prepared, right? And to be attuned to the frequency and to the light code activations. It's a quicker way, if you will, right? And so that's what I'm hoping to offer to people. And certainly, you know, this is a whole other, I know I'm going down a rabbit hole here, but I just wanted to share, you know, when I was listening to that Arcturian frequency, that's when I had my experience with a spaceship right outside my backyard. And it was when I was learning about opening up portals and closing portals. And so they drew me outside. And of course, I was alone.
Aren't we always? And our cameras are always blurry, too.
Mm-hmm. And I looked up at the sky and I saw this orange thing. Like, it was weird. My brain couldn't logically connect as to why it was moving in the way it was moving and the way it looked. And then I heard, pay attention. And then I, of course, was paying attention. And I'm looking around, I'm going, does anybody else see this? Like, it's so low. Like, it's way too low. It's like, I could reach out and touch this thing. And of course, no one's around. And I look, and all of a sudden, they start opening a portal.
Oh my goodness.
And they stayed in the portal, half out, half in, long enough for me to go, okay, this is happening. And then with that, they closed it and left.
Just to show you it's happening.
Yeah. And so I want to encourage people, you know, there is so much that we don't know. And when you begin to become curious and open to other realms and dimensions and galactic families, they're just waiting to show you and teach you. So have fun with it.
Well, I don't want to take too much up off that like little side note, but I too was, how do I say this? I was listening to Dolores Cannon. I've shared this on a couple of the other episodes. Mm-hmm. I think I shared this with you too, but anyway, very, very long story short, I too received this, like, go out your front door and look. And I saw this spaceship, and this was not me understanding light codes, doing anything else. And I saw that, and I was like, okay, cool. I'm glad you kept your distance. I'm fine. Hello. Don't need to come see me again, type of thing. But yes, there's so much around us that we don't see and or even quite understand. And I do want to take that as an opportunity to go a little bit more into, you mentioned light codes. So one, what are mm-hmm. those? I think I could kind of guess. But then also after the light code part of the conversation, I want to talk about angels and our spirit team, and then also the intergalactic, because I'm feeling that if we have our own soul language and language as well, then the light language and codes are going to probably resonate with different types of beings, which I don't want to complicate it, but just so that people can kind of understand what that looks like. Because light language isn't necessarily intergalactic only.
Right. Yeah. No, it's mm-hmm. not. But I do think it is, other than obviously telepathy, it is probably, you know, galactic beings' preferred form of expression because of the power behind the light codes. And so light codes are essentially light embedded with information and energy and frequency, to which we feel it in the way of feeling. It's nothing that our brain can understand, and we're not meant to understand it, but our soul, it's healing for the soul. And so each light code, depending on where you're channeling from, holds different information. So say, for example, you know, I want to heal the heart. Well, I'm going to channel the Palladian light codes because they're all resonating in love, right? And light. And, you know, if you wanted to look more into, you know, Mother Earth, the root chakra, I would channel the lands of the Atlantis, right? The lost lands of the Mayan. But so you think about where it is you want the information to come from, and that's where you're going to access the light codes. And that's the energy and frequency that they're going to resonate in. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Does that make
sense? Yeah. In my mind, what they were showing me was a couple of things. And again, I don't mean to complicate it, but it's almost like our DNA. If you think about the helix, we don't necessarily, I'm not a scientist, don't understand how all of the DNA works, but within each cell, I have a genetic code, and that genetic code makes up my DNA. And that DNA, we also have spiritual DNA and resonance. So when we look at the light code is similar to our physical DNA, but we have emotional, spiritual, all of it, mental coding, and the light codes allow us to work within all levels, realms, and dimensions. That's what they're saying.
Yes. Yes.
Learning absolutely. As I'm talking here.
I'm like slow clap.
Okay. That's what's happening. Okay. Got it.
That's exactly it. Now, could you just write that down?
Okay. Well, I said it here, so I'll transcribe it later. But yeah, it was a beautiful visualization in my mind, because as you were talking, I was trying to watch you and then hear it in my head too. Mm-hmm. They were showing our atoms and our cells, and then all these molecules, and then it was moving into our DNA. And then I saw the helix, and then they showed me the universe and the dimensions. And I was like, okay, that's getting a little too big. Rein it back in. So yes. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. It's such a cool language. I don't even like the word language, actually, because it's not really a language, because language is understood.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I personally don't like calling it light language.
Well, then we can break that myth and misconception. Maybe we don't call it a light language. We can figure out, our soul's essence.
I feel like our soul's essence, maybe our soul's communication.
Vibration, frequency, something.
Mm-hmm. Frequency, yeah. It's much the same, like our higher self. My higher self is actually smiling at me right now because she's like, yeah. Like, I feel like it's how we connect with each other.
We just said connect at the same time. Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. I got goosies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting major goosebumps right now. So that's what it is. It's really connecting. And that's why it has to come from heart to heart, because that's how we connect with each other here on the earth plane, right? And so the transmission itself, like when I speak it for people for the first time, they often will cry. It's a very emotional release that is felt sometimes. And I think it's much the same, you know, when you first connect to, say, a deceased loved one, mm-hmm. and you feel that overwhelming emotion in your heart center.
Because you can feel them still, even though they're not physically
you
here.
You can feel them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's that same frequency, that same feeling when you're receiving that light language. And a lot of people say, like, my heart just expanded. It was just, and yes, it is, because it's, you're becoming that Christ consciousness. You're becoming one with the universe, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I'm hearing when you're talking as well is that the reason why it's not resonating with us, and I'm getting my truth bumps, as Chris Lufkin would say too here, is that what happens is it is resonating. Sometimes if we can't hear, if we can't see, if we have some sort of disability where it doesn't allow us, we don't speak the quote unquote language, we aren't able to necessarily understand or comprehend. So there's that, there's a barrier. That's what we call a language barrier, a communication barrier, a miscommunication. But energetically, when we're connected to one another and the divine, whatever you want to call it, Christ consciousness, we are always connected to it. We just don't always feel it. So when it resonates with us, that's why there's the word resonance, a frequency or vibration that gets us back to that in alignment, then that's why. And when you were talking about connecting with a loved one, I get it all the time when people give me a message where I know exactly what that message is, but I feel my heart opening and I feel this release and I want to cry. It's not out of sadness. It's out of relief because you're feeling it again. You're feeling something where sometimes it's just blocked or we're not able to allow ourselves to go there.
It's a remembrance of who we are on a soul level. And it's also just, that connection. Sometimes, for people that are hearing it for the first time, it could be maybe the first time they're truly connecting with their higher self. And to have that frequency coming through, well, it's out of this world. It's an amazing feeling. You feel completely at home and loved and, understand, I think, more aspects of yourself. Light language essentially heals, activates, and aligns the mind, body, and spirit so that you're resonating. I'm getting goosebumps again, resonating in harmony with each aspect of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, who knew I was doing it for so long? I had no idea then.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Or we all are collectively is what I mean to say.
We all are collectively. Yes, absolutely. Honestly, I feel like, and this might be going down another rabbit hole, but I feel like I'm getting that they're like, light language, light codes can be transmitted and received and activated through feeling. So me sending you love.
Yes.
That beautiful love, that is healing. And it is also light codes coming in.
It's when people say my love language is X.
Right.
It is emotion. It is feeling. It is energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love is everything. Right. Yeah.
So, not to put you on the spot, but put you on the spot because this came in my head about 10 times. So I'm not ignoring anymore. Yeah. At some point, I would love for you to give a little bit of light language, or I know that's not what we're fully calling it right now, but for the purpose of this interview, that's what we are, so that people can understand. Now, granted, this isn't necessarily, there are multiple different types. But yeah, at some point, let's do that and let people hear. I also want to make sure, because what you were saying, it opens up the gamma, is that what it is? Or the beta of part of the brain? So
it's the gamma state.
Yeah. So I would suggest then if you're driving or you're doing something else, maybe you pull over or pause and then pick this part of the episode back up later. But yeah, so you tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, good.
I feel like I'm being called to do a heart transition.
Okay, awesome.
Since we're talking
about
the heart.
Yes, right? Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So for those of you that are listening, close your eyes and drop into that beautiful heart center. Know that you are safe. And just state, it doesn't even have to be out loud, that you are ready to receive. Kia kia ko na 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 nia ka shikia na na ya ko la 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 ria kuti na na ha ye ki to ko na 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 nia ka shika ye da la la ya ko na 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 ya ki ya na na ya ko shiki ya na na nia ko a la la ya la ya ko na 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 ya ki ti ka ya ko tu yo ko na na nia ko a la la ya ka na ha ya ri ko shiki na ne ya ko shu ko kyo 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 ta ta ya ta ti ya ta ka na ya na ni yo ko lo li yo ko shiki 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 ya ta 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 ki ya na ni yo ko la le ya na hi ya ya do ko shu ko shu ko ya ka ta 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 ka ta ti ya ta ki 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 ya ko shu ta 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 ti ya la 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 ya ko na ma ma ni ya ko shu na 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 ya ka ya da da ya da di 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 ya la la ya ko shu na na ya yo a la la ya ka ta ya ta ko shi ka na na ya
Okay, first of all, I feel really lightheaded in a good way.
That's good. Yeah,
but also my eyes were fluttering and I could, it's almost like when you're in that dream state, my eyes would not stop. So does that normally happen? Is that a normal thing? Okay.
That's a normal thing.
Okay. Yeah. And what does
that
mean?
That's your brain going into that. It's going into that gamma state.
Okay.
So, you know, when you do astral travel or deep meditation, essentially you're going into that state just by hearing and receiving.
Because someone else one time asked me, they said that they had, anytime they're trying to tap into their third eye, or also when I was in prayer with them, their eyes would flutter and they could feel almost tingling in there. And I said, well, that's your third eye. That's your intuition. That's the the wavelength or the frequency you're receiving. But that's the first time I've actually experienced it like that. Okay.
Yeah. Some people have the flutters. Some people find, and that's how I was, my head would start to just
I had to stop myself from doing that.
Like spin. I started spinning. I do feel it's literally the frequency accessing our divine silver string, if you will. You know, that beautiful cord that runs through us. I feel like it's being activated within you and you're awakening. So that's what you're feeling.
That was beautiful. Thank you. I also knew when you were finishing and I had no idea what you were saying just because of the tone and the energy off of it. I opened my eyes right when you were done.
That's awesome.
Yes. Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome.
Well, what else would you like to share or talk about that we haven't while we're still on this topic?
Well, I feel like I need to maybe break it down a little bit for anyone that's listening today and curious. And, you know, now they're going, well, how do I speak it? Essentially, you have to, first of all, get yourself into a meditative state. You want to ground to Mother Earth, whatever way that looks for you. And of course, connect to source so that you're connected above and below.
And how would you do that? You would just ask it. You would state the intention or visualize it?
Yeah, I go through a whole grounding and connecting ritual. So what I do is I begin in my heart center. I see it as this beautiful green orb. And then I expand my heart as wide as I possibly can see it and connecting to that beautiful source, Christ consciousness, that oneness. And then I see my higher self and my crown, the source energy coming out of it and connecting it to source above. And then I see it pouring down on my crown. I open a little door. I bring it in. I go through each, you know, the third eye, the throat chakra, back into the heart, back into the solar plexus, into my sacral. And then I finish within my root and I see these beautiful green cords going down deep, deep, deep within to Mother Earth. I bring myself, I anchor down in there with her. And when I'm down there, I ask for Heavenly Father, Archangels, Ascended Masters, Teachers, and my loved ones, Galactic Families, Ethereal Mother, Mother Gaia, Pachamama, to join me today in raising my frequency, allowing me to channel light language. And then I draw this energy back up through the beautiful green cords into my tailbone, all the way up my spine, down my frontal axis, expand my auric field. And then understand that I'm now divinely connected in this sacred space, right? And then what I have to do is release all expectation, judgment, fear surrounding what is about to come out of my mouth and allow it to just move through you and begin to speak it. And you'll be surprised what comes out of your mouth. It's beautiful if you allow the intention to guide
you. And when you say speak it, it could be through your mouth. It could be sounds. It could be also hand movement, dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be movement. Like if you, for those of that can't see me, when I speak it, I do involuntarily begin to move my hands because there's symbols that and light codes that are held within those movements. I sometimes break into song. You could sing it. You could move your body.
You could draw it too.
You could draw it. Yeah, you could do some automatic writing and literally start downloading light code symbols. I do feel whatever way it's going to move through you is the way that you're meant to begin.
Yes, 100%.
And just like anything else, it's going to evolve and grow into, I'm getting goosebumps, into what you are meant to embody.
Your truth bumps.
Your truth bumps, yeah.
I was getting so many spine, up and down my spine energy just moving through as you were talking. So that's another, that's another new one for me. That's beautiful. Thank you for that. We were going to talk about the angels a little bit and like that they were coming in hot. So for, we kind of glossed over it a little bit, but when you said my angels, ascended masters, intergalactic beings, all of that, can you go back through a little bit more slowly and then explain a little bit about them as a whole too?
Okay. So I work with my angel team and they essentially, you know, are, have shown themselves. I work specifically, you know, with Archangel Raphael. He's my biggie because I'm a healer and his energy is so powerful. But I also work with Gabriel and Michael. Like those are my three biggies. And of course, then Raphael has his crew. They call him, you know, his little healing crew. But that is what I work with. So I don't want to limit you. People, you know, just don't have expectation. Again, just ask for them. They can't help us, by the way, unless we ask. They're just waiting to guide and protect and assist. And so they're a part of my team. I call them in and they are just as important as like my loved ones, my grandfather, my now deceased mom. She comes in and she, it's beautiful. She comes in and perches on this golden little post as a white dove.
Oh, how pretty.
And then I have my nephew who comes in. So just know you're not limited to, you know, galactic beings or, you know, light beings, archangels. You can call in your loved ones. They too want to be a part of your journey.
I think I was thinking or I was hearing it was just important for people to kind of understand that too. And it goes back to what you were saying about releasing kind of what you think it's going to be or any sort of stigma or doubt that you would have, just being open. And then if there is an intention of wanting to connect with something in particular, a different type of being, whether that's celestial, intergalactic, a loved one, a pet, whatever that is, whatever you feel comfortable with, to kind of go with as well is just what I wanted to make sure that we were pulling through there for people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to look different for everyone. And as you said, it's just going in and not having any expectation of who shows up for you. And I can tell you it the container is so beautiful and sacred because you are placing your trust in them. I always light a violet flame too, by the way. When I begin, I always state through intention, it's not a violet flame. It's not like in this world, it's through the third eye. But I envision this violet flame being lit in this beautiful sacred container and I cover it in copper and black obsidian. And then I see myself in this beautiful cocoon and I have my team that's just like protecting me, you know? So I feel pretty invincible.
Feverishly searches for violet flame online to purchase.
Yeah,
I'm glad you clarified.
Believe me, I've made that mistake in my classes. And I've had students email me saying, I can't find a violet color candle.
Melissa, that you could make a lot of money off of that. You need to just make them. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, this has been such an amazing gift. Thank you so much for opening up my eyes to whatever it is we're calling it, our soul essence and language, light language, whatever. Now you guys understand it a little bit more yourselves. And Melissa, you've shared with us how part of it kind of shows up if you speak it out loud. And also thank you for walking people through how to connect and do it on their own as well. And then when you have the class or the course ready, I didn't know. Again, this is all serendipitous and love the synchronicities that you were already creating it. And then I reached out. So that also shows our spirit teams were matching us together for it. But let me know when that is so I can update the show notes for this episode.
I will. I will for sure. Absolutely. And thank you again for having me. I love chatting with you.
Of course. And so people that are, again, interested in connecting with Melissa, you can go to melissasparrow.com and on Instagram at melissasparrowhealing. Any other ways for them to connect or find you, or are those the two primary ones?
No, those are the two primary ones. Yeah. And of course, if you have any questions, you can, send me either a DM through Instagram. I would love for you to follow me. And of course, email as well.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to A Psychic Story. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode and join the conversation on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. All episodes are free on your favorite podcast player or at apsychicstory.com. Have a question? Is there a topic you'd like to hear more about? Or have a suggestion for a future guest? Send an email to contact@apsychicstory.com or leave a voicemail message at 1-800-880-1881. We'd love to hear from you, and you may even be featured on a future episode. If you're interested in booking a session with me, you can do that directly on the website. And if you want to hear even more content hosted by yours truly, check out my other show, Supernatural Matters. Reminder that you are automatically entered to win either a free 20-minute intuitive or energy healing session with me if you leave 5 stars along with a positive review. Currently, reviews can be left on Apple, Stitcher, Podchaser, or CastBox podcast players. Don't forget to email contact@apsychicstory.com when you do, because it allows me to get in touch with you if your name is pulled in the drawing. Your name stays in until you win.